Servant Warrior Radio. Real. Radical. Relentless. Relevant. This is Servant Warrior Radio.
Hello, welcome to the July 9th edition of Servant Warrior Radio. Jeff Searcy here, and I got to tell you, it is so great to be back on the internet airwaves. It is so great to have Servant Warrior Radio back online, coming at you each and every week and bringing it real, radical, relentless, and relevant. Hey, listen, thanks for taking some time and just spending it right here on Servant Warrior Radio. But if you missed last week's show, I had a great conversation with Jason Ferris and Rosa Hodges, better known as the Drummers, and they're unbelievable drummers. You have got to listen to them and watch them. And they have a really, really great story that I think you'll enjoy. Most importantly, they are awesome people of God. And as Rosa would say, she is drumming for God. And they flat out bring it. And so I encourage you, check them out. You can link to them right there at servantwarriorradio.com. Go and if you have a chance to see them out live, go give them a high five. Let them know you're supporting them. And make sure you tell them that you heard them right here on Servant Warrior Radio. But anyway, we're wrapping up a July 4th weekend, just this past weekend. Certainly had a share of tragedies here in our country and, of course, around the world. We definitely want to lift up the families and all those impacted by that tragic airline crash that happened last week. And we certainly want to be praying for them and their families and all involved. And always tragic to hear stories like that. And so, again, we want to lift them up and we want to pray for them. And we also, July 4th, we want to thank those who currently defend and who have defended the freedoms that we are blessed to have as Americans. We want to send thanks to those families who have sacrificed so much, some of them, even those that they've loved, to ensure that we can live in a free country. You know, we want to lift those who made that ultimate sacrifice in defense of our country. We want to lift them up because freedom is not free. It comes at a great, great cost. So we want to lift those, all those men and women who have served over the past 237 plus years, those who have served, defended, who have fought, who have been wounded, those who've made the ultimate sacrifice. We lift you up and we cannot say thank you enough for defending our freedoms. That gives us the opportunity to live, to worship, to serve, to work freely in the most awesome and incredible country on the planet. And I believe that with all my heart. And so thank you. July 4th is just a special, special time. Certainly around our house and all those. Love to see all the flags waving. It's just an awesome, awesome time. But I will have to tell you, you know, it's always about being real here on Servant Warrior Radio. And I got to tell you, Thursday, man, my level of tolerance was exceeded. Listening to and hearing the negative and the anti-American comments that I saw come across online, that I heard on TV, just heard throughout the day, man. And I reached the point that I just couldn't take anymore. And if you follow me on Twitter, and you can certainly follow me at Jeff Searcy, if you go to Twitter, you can follow me there. But I shot out a couple of tweets, and it wasn't anything bad. It wasn't anything mean, I don't think. But I was just sharing the fact that, hey, listen, if you don't like living in the country, if you hate America that much, then go. I don't mean that mean. I don't mean that insensitive. I don't mean it in sarcasm. I don't mean it in any other way, but just go. I mean, God has given us free will, and he's also given us brave men and women throughout our history who have fought to defend the freedom that we have to go and take one of those one-way international flights to another country and find somewhere else to live. And I listen, and again, I don't mean that mean. It just really gets under my skin that the people who are exercising their freedoms, and you're absolutely free to exercise your freedoms. I'm not telling you not to, but if you don't like to be somewhere so bad, then go find somewhere else that will make you happy. I mean, I, and again, I, and as I thought about it over the weekend, God really convicted me. The Holy Spirit just kept kind of beating me over the head about my reaction and about me sending out those tweets. And I really started to think about it. And I started to think about, how would Jesus have wanted me to react to the people who are speaking so negatively about the U.S.? Because, hey, listen, there was going to be a reaction some way or another. And you know, when I really thought about it and I prayed about it, I believe that he would have wanted me to ask, what are you doing? If you're the one saying it, what are you doing personally to make your part of America better? I think he would have wanted me to ask whether they were being a part of the solution or a part of the problem. And to the Christians who sometimes find themselves saying things about that our country, hey, listen, we've all been there. But, you know, I believe that he would have wanted me to ask them, when was the last time that you prayed for our country? When was the last time that you prayed for our leaders at every level, at the local, state, and federal level? When was the last time that you prayed for the people of our country? When was the last time that you prayed that God would have his way in the United States of America, that he would have his way in the decisions of our leaders at every level, that he would have his way in the hearts of the people of this country? You know, it's easy to sit back and point out the problems in anything. Anybody can do it, and we do a lot. But as followers of Christ, we're called to be different. We're called to be in the world, not of the world. And you know, the best way to start that process, to be a part of the solution, and to be a part of the solution to anything, not just the issues facing our country, but a part of the solution to anything, is prayer. Now, I believe that America will rise again to prominence. I believe that with all my heart. But if not, I know this. God is still on the throne. God is still in complete control. And those of us who know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we already have an eternal reservation with the King. But here's another thing. We're also charged with spreading the message of salvation to all people. The great commission Christ gave is to go and make disciples of all nations. So regardless of where America lands, we as servant warriors, we as children of the Almighty, we've got a lot of work to do. So we need to get back focused on him and him alone, and he'll take care of the rest. Hey, listen, I've got to take a quick break, but when I come back, I'm going to do a quick review of the Spiritual Warfare series that we started last October. Yes, you're last October. And then I'm going to add to it with this week's message, Intelligence. You definitely do not want to miss this message. And listen, if you're where you can grab your Bible, go get it. You will need it. Hey, we'll be right back. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. You're listening to the Blade Side of Christian Talk and Music, courtesy of Servant Warrior Radio. Check in each Tuesday morning right here at servantwarriorradio.com. Now, back to the show.
We walk alone in the unknown. We live to win another victory. We are the young, dying sun. Change the face of history.
We are back. You're listening to Servant Warrior Radio. I'm your host and resident megaphone, Jeff Searcy. And hey, last October, I started a series called Spiritual Warfare. And yeah, I know it's been a few months, but I'm going to do a quick review and get everyone up to speed. The series is based out of the familiar Armor of God passage in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18, and how our calling as Christians, as servant warriors, has an uncanny resemblance to the mission of a United States Marine Corps rifle squad, which is to locate, close with, and destroy the enemy by fire and maneuver, and repel enemy assault by fire and close combat. Man, if that doesn't get you fired up, I don't know what will. But if you missed the earlier shows in the Spiritual Warfare series, go right there. You're right there already at servantwarriorradio.com. Go and listen to the shows Lighten the Load. Another one was No Better Friend. Another one was Close Combat. There was another one called Tracking the Enemy. And another one called Battle Buddies. And And in fact, listen to all the shows that are on servantwarriorradio.com. Download them. Share them with everybody you know. I mean, listen, they're there for you. But anyway, in the previous spiritual warfare shows, I talked about lightening the load. And that was talking about removing life's burdens that keep us on the flight deck and out of the air, flying with God and doing what he's called us to do. We talked about repelling the enemy's fire using the armor that God provides us. I talked about close combat and its correlation with how we live our lives and how we interact with others. I talked about tracking the enemy and taking the fight to him using the weapons that God gives us. In Battle Buddies, we talked about our responsibility for other servant warriors, the guy to your left, the guy to your right, the guys back at the base, the guys at back home, the guys in training, and especially those who just arrived in theater, the new guys, especially the new guys. It's about looking out for each other, keeping each other out of danger zones. It's about being there for each other and having each other's back. Those were the past episodes and past topics within the spiritual warfare series. So again, go to servantwarriorradio.com. You're right there. Click on those and take a listen. And they're a great series. And I think God's really going to talk to your heart. But today we're going to talk about intelligence and how important good intel is. But first, let me pray real quick. Father God, have your way in this time. God, don't let it be me that's talking, God, but let it be you that speaks through me into this microphone and into the hearts of the people listening. God, you get all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, before we get started, I want to run down quickly the correlation between the passage in Ephesians 6 and the mission of a Marine Corps rifle squad. And for those who it's been a while since you heard this, it'll be a good refresher. And those who haven't heard it yet, it'd be a great way to kind of jump right into the deep end. Because when we put the passage in Ephesians 6 side by side with the rifle squad mission, here's what we get. The fire that we use. Now, let's remember what the mission of the Marine Corps Rifle Squad is: to locate, close with, and destroy the enemy by fire and maneuver, and repel the enemy's assault by fire and close combat. Okay? Now, the fire that we use to destroy and repel the enemy are the weapons of God, primarily the sword of the Spirit, God's Word. Now, we repel the enemy's assault with the armor of God, the shield of faith, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation. The maneuver and close combat portion is addressed really in our actions and how we live our lives and really in our relationships and interactions with others. And prayer, making sure that our brothers and sisters in Christ don't fall behind and sharing Christ's gospel of peace with others. And now, do you see how all that fits together? But you know, we could really spend a long time in the passage in Ephesians chapter 6, at least a couple of months. And really, when you come to think of it, we have. But do you know why? Because it's that important. We're talking about life or death here. So I want to get on to the message, intelligence. Now, I want to read chapter 6, verses 10 through 18 from Ephesians, and I'm going to read the message translation, okay? God is strong, and he wants you strong. So take everything the Master has set out for you, well-made weapons of the best materials, and put them to use so that you will be able to stand up to everything the devil throws your way. This is no afternoon athletic contest that we will walk away from and forget about in a couple of hours. This is for keeps, a life or death fight to the finish against the devil and all his angels. Be prepared. You're up against far more than you can handle on your own. Take all the help you can get, every weapon God has issued, so that when it's all over but the shooting, you'll still be on your feet. Truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and salvation are more than words. Learn how to apply them. You'll need them throughout your life. God's word is an indispensable weapon. In the same way, prayer is essential in this ongoing warfare. Pray hard and long. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Keep your eyes open. Keep each other's spirits up so that no one falls behind or drops out. Wow, what a passage. Now, the way we as Christians engage the enemy is done through very similar tactics when you compare them with the traditional aspects of war and war engagement. Now, here we go, 2013, and it is flying by at breakneck speed. And you know that I'm okay with that because that's how I roll. I mean, I roll at two speeds, ludicrously fast and stop. But when you think about it, that pretty much describes life today for most of us. And while speed is often our friend, rushing into a battle zone unprepared and unknowledgeable about the enemy is, well, it's a suicide mission. Now, for you folks who love to analyze and dive deep, deep, deep into things, this message will give you a whole lot to chew on if you really sit and think on it. Now, for those who like to run with what the message gives and kind of take it as you hear it and at face value, you're going to enjoy this too, and hopefully you're going to get some good intel that you can use. Hey, listen, I'm here to serve and accommodate both of you. Now, whether you're a war historian or one not so enamored with what's happened in the past, militarily, I mean, I'm sure that we can remember reading about or hearing about battles that went awry. We can remember where armies or individuals, for that matter, rushed into a circumstance or situation only to find out much too late that what they expected as it relates to the enemy or the conditions in which they're going and what they actually found were completely different. That, my friends, is a situation that has a high probability of ending in horrible failure for at least one side. Hey, listen, ask General Custer. Now, you've likely heard me say before that proper prior planning prevents poor performance, and that is so true in everything, especially war. So looking back to the horrible failure, you know, that I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, what caused the failure? Certainly a lack of proper prior planning would be a likely answer, but what if the army, what if the group, what if the individual did plan? What might they or he have based their battle plans on? Now, the purpose of spies, reconnaissance, unmanned drones, satellite imagery, information gathering techniques, and that just makes me sick. I'm not politically correct. I'm talking about interrogation techniques and others. They're all used to gather as much relevant and accurate information as possible. We want to know about the environment that we're going into. We want to know everything we can about the enemy. We want to know his capabilities. We want to know his numbers. We want to know his tendencies. We want to know his tactical positions and et cetera. We want to ensure, based on the information or intelligence that we are able to gather, that when we go into battle or we initiate any other type of military operation, we are as prepared as possible for what we will face. Now, what happens when the intelligence that we receive or the sources that we use to prepare our battle plan are not accurate or reliable? Yes, believe it or not, it does happen. We get bum intel. Now, I don't know about you, but if I'm going into battle, I want to ensure that I have the best intelligence possible. May I remind you again, gentlemen and ladies, that like it or not, we are in the middle of an all-out war every single day. But again, this is not a game that you can restart and do over. Now, given this piece of very important intelligence, that there is a war raging for our souls, and the enemy field general is a seasoned warmonger with a very long list of battle successes and confirmed kills, he prowls around like a lion looking for someone to devour. Hey, with that information, shouldn't you properly prepare? Have you ever heard the saying, taking a knife to a gunfight? Listen, Satan is incredibly crafty and subtle. He uses the things of the world, and those things sometimes even include us, as weapons to destroy us. And when we go, especially as Christians, when we go, and the men, when we go, everything around us is soon to follow. And now, listen, I know this is a perspective, and I know this is sometimes reality, that the enemy often seems, he just seems unbeatable. Now, for those that are unprepared for battle, he is. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13 says, "You're up against far more than you can handle alone." But there's another side of this. There is a source of intelligence that is 100% reliable, 100% relevant, 100% accurate, and has 100% real-time availability And most importantly, it guarantees victory. Hey, listen, I don't care who you are. Give me some of that. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 tells us that all scripture is God-breathed and used for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Bottom line, folks, God's word, the sword of the Spirit, the weapon that is sharper than any two-edged sword, the weapon that is able to separate bone from marrow, and the weapon which provides all of the defensive capabilities necessary for us to ward off all the enemy's attacks. God's word gives us all we need to know about the enemy, and it is the ultimate intelligence brief. Don't go into battle unprepared. Now, there comes a time at the end of every show that I want to give you the opportunity to surrender your life to Christ. I know that there's some out there that will say, Jeff, I've never had a relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, I find myself going about everything all alone. I do things in my own strength and abilities. I've also found myself in situations and in circumstances because of bad choices that I made from, one, just either a lack of planning or based on information that I received that was bad. I'm ready to make a change. I'm ready to use intel that I can count on 100% of the time. God is tugging at my heart. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. If that's you and you're ready to make that decision, we'll get you started on a new path. There are others out there who say, Jeff, you know, I've had a relationship with Christ and I know where the intel I need is. I know where I can find it. I've just been listening to other sources. I've allowed the world, I've allowed desires, I've allowed the devil to lead me astray. I want to get back on track. I want to rededicate my life, and I want to start anew. Hey, if that's you, welcome back. You know, the awesome thing is that we serve a God of second, third, tenth, hundredth chances. He is faithful, and he is the God of unconditional love and forgiveness. If you're ready to make a decision today, would you repeat this prayer with me? God, please forgive me. I know that I fall short, but you love me anyway. You love me so much that you sent your son Jesus, who willingly gave himself as a sacrifice and died on a cross for my sins. Lord, thank you for forgiving me. I willingly surrender my life to you. Use it for your glory. I am yours. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, if you prayed that prayer, email me, jeff@servantwarriorradio.com. And make sure to get hooked up with a group of other servant warriors where you are. Because listen, God never meant for us to go on this journey or to go into battle alone. Hey, check in next week, same time, same channel for another installment of Servant Warrior Radio. Until then, keep it real, radical, relentless, and relevant. And every single day, armor up. This has been Servant Warrior Radio.